Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
We did last week's intake one, although I've resolved to speak slower and clearer during this episode so that I can read my own writing and I say everything the way I want to say it. So here we go. It's that time of year, and today we're diving headfirst into back-to-school trivia. All right, okay, that doesn't work. Still on take one! I just can't talk that slow. It's not natural. Whether you're a student gearing up for another year, a teacher getting ready to shape young minds, or just someone who loves a good trivia challenge, this episode is packed with mind-blowing facts, multiple choice questions, and interactive challenges that will test your knowledge and make you say, wait, that's real?
And I just wanted to say that this school year is going to be our last.
Oh, for our youngest. I forgot about that. You just made me sad. It's our baby. This is, yeah, he's a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And this is our last year of public school.
Yeah.
Aw, now you just made me mopey.
Well, how about our middle child? He'll be gearing up for the school years for the next 30 years.
That's true, because he's going to be a teacher, but he still has one extra semester. So he's... I guess technically still in his junior year. So he's going this full coming year, and then he's got one extra semester tacked on to the end.
Yeah.
But still.
So.
Then he'll have a first day of school.
He will.
I interrupted you. Sorry.
So grab
your. Should I interrupt you again?
Yes. So grab your number two pencil, put on your thinking cap, and let's jump into the ultimate back to school trivia challenge.
Okay. I'm going to try not to lose it. He hasn't had a slip up. In a while.
That wasn't a slip up.
Scroll? Isn't a slip up? Instead of school? You said scroll.
I didn't say scroll.
Okay. I know I said last week or the week before that I don't listen to these episodes, but guess what? I'll be listening to this one when it comes out because you said scroll. Anyway. That at least got me out of my sadness about our youngest, his last year in high school, because now I'm trying not to laugh at you. Did I ever talk about the pan khaki incident? I don't know if I talked about, I know I talked about it on here once, and then we ended up re-recording it because I think I couldn't get a hold of myself or I messed up in some other fashion. But this seems like the perfect time before we're really into the episode to talk about the pan khaki incident.
Are you going to be able to make it through the whole episode?
I don't know. I haven't talked about it in a while, and I end up in tears every time I talk about this. But you guys know that Chris has trouble pronouncing things sometimes. We all know this. So we were in New Hampshire last summer, so like the summer of 2024, and we were with the two youngest boys. They were across from Chris and I in a booth in New Hampshire at this amazing restaurant that we love to go to for breakfast. It's called Flapjack's. Not sponsored. Great breakfasts. It's in Lincoln, New Hampshire. I always get the French toast. It's amazing. So the boys had ordered, I ordered, and Chris was last to order. And he said to the guy, and we always go to the same waiter. He's so nice. He's like the nicest guy. And Chris is like, I'll have an order of the pan khakis. And me, Jared, and Nathan, the kids, lost it.
He knew what I was talking about.
He was like, yeah, he wrote it down. He's like, okay. So we can't say pancakes in a house anymore. We say pan khakis. And I know there are some members of Chris's family listening right now. So feel free to give him a hard time about the pan khakis going forward. Because we certainly do in this house. And I did it. I made it without losing my mind over that. Usually I end up in tears, but I'm holding myself together. So there's the pan khaki story, which is my favorite Chris memo. But you did say school. So don't make that face, you did. Back to today's episode. Let's kick some things. Look at, you made me mess up just looking at you. I said, let's kick some things off. And I blame you. Let's kick things off with some history. See, if I had been reading slow And clearly, like I had said at the beginning of the episode, that wouldn't have happened. I'm still blaming you. Schools have been around for thousands of years, but you might be surprised how much things have changed and how some things have stayed the same. So here's trivia question number one. When was the first recorded school established? A, 2000 BCE in ancient Egypt. B, 500 BCE in Greece. C, 1635 in the United States. Or D, 50 BCE in Rome.
I'm going to go with C.
You would be wrong. It's A. Ancient Egypt had the first recorded schools around 2000 BCE, where students learned to read, write, and calculate.
All right. Question number two. What was the primary subject taught in medieval European schools?
Oh, I don't... I was going to say I don't know this one, but you have the multiple choice questions.
A, science. B, religious studies. C, physical education. Or D, drama.
Oh, I don't know. Drama?
Nope. B, most medieval schools were run by churches and focused heavily on religious studies with some Latin, math, and philosophy thrown in.
This is more of a trivia, not a multiple choice question, but Harvard University, which was founded in 1636, is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States. But did you know that when it first opened, students had to bring their own firewood to heat their own dorm rooms?
That's crazy.
I know.
And some schools have strange rules. Some of them are almost too weird to believe. Let's see if you can guess which of these school rules are real or fake. True or false? In Japan, students are required to clean their own classrooms, including scrubbing floors and taking out the trash.
I don't know. That sounds made up.
No, it's true. In many Japanese schools, students participate in osho, which is cleaning time, as a way to build responsibility and teamwork.
I think it's osoji, O-S-O-J-I. I don't know what you said, but it wasn't that.
So you speak Japanese now?
Apparently. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. True or false? In France, ketchup is banned in school cafeterias except on Fridays.
I'm going to refuse to answer this question because I love ketchup.
Well, it is true. France passed a law in 2011 limiting ketchup to protect the integrity of traditional French cuisine.
All right, next one. True or false? In Sweden, students can legally take a nap during school hours if they provide a doctor's note stating they need extra rest.
Oh, I don't know, but that would be nice.
That would be nice if it was true, but it's false. While Sweden is known for progressive policies, nap time is not an official part of school schedules.
Although it should be.
And at work, too.
It should be. We talked about this last episode about siestas. Or was it this episode? And I'm just having...
No, it was last episode.
A mind melt. Because you know this, but we batch record. So the what episode you listened to last week, we just did like 15 minutes ago. So it's all blending together in my head. Anyway, some school supplies are essential and some are, well, just weird. Let's test your knowledge of some of the strangest school supplies ever created. What is a penagain? P-E-N-A-G-A-I-N. Is it A, a pen that writes upside down? B, a pen designed to relieve hand strain? C, a pen with disappearing ink, or D, a pen that automatically corrects spelling mistakes.
I need it to be D.
You do? Oh my God, I've corrected some of your stuff you've written before, and yeah, you do. But the answer is actually B. Although a pen with disappearing ink would be way cooler,
yes.
The penagain is a uniquely shaped pen that helps people write without putting strain on their fingers.
All right, next question. Which of the following is a real school supply that was once sold? Erasers that smell like bacon.
Ooh.
Notebooks that double as a pillow. Highlighters that glow in the dark. Or D, all of the above.
I don't know. Usually when there's all of the above, as one of the choices, that's it.
You're right. Ooh. These are all real.
I guess, just like I did on my SATs.
The bacon-scented erasers were particularly popular among students who love a good breakfast theme.
I would also like a bacon-scented eraser. That would be awesome. So, we all know that school plays a huge role in movies, TV shows, and books. Let's test your pop culture. I pulled a Chris. Pop culture knowledge. So, what is the name of the high school in Saved by the Bell? And before I even give the possible multiple choice options, I am going to say that I have never once seen an episode of Saved by the Bell. I think I've talked about that here. I refuse to watch it because that was the first live action show on Saturday mornings. And that was the beginning of the end for Saturday morning cartoons. So I boycotted it back in the 80s when it premiered, and I still boycott it to this day. I know the characters, most of them, but I've never seen an episode, and I never will. I'm taking a stand. But anyway, back to the question. What is the name of the high school in Saved by the Bell? And I wouldn't be able to answer this if I didn't have it written down, by the way, because, again, I've never seen the show. Is it Riverdale High, Bayside High, Sunnydale High, or Greendale High?
Well, fortunately, I've seen every episode, and I know it's B, Bayside High.
You are correct. Wasn't Sunnydale High Buffy?
Yes.
Yeah. And Riverdale High is Riverdale, yep, which was a CW show. I don't know what Greendale High is. Do you?
No.
I have no idea what that is. But anyway, yeah, you were right. And the next trivia question is for Harry Potter fans out there. This is a pretty easy one, so I know you guys are going to get that, especially if Alice or Wesley is listening. I know they're my niece and nephew, and I know they're Harry Potter fans. So in Harry Potter, what subject does Professor Snape teach? Is it defense against the dark arts, potions, charms, or transfiguration? You know this, Christian.
I do. I know it was potions, but did he eventually teach defense against the dark arts later?
Yes. Well, yes, for a little bit. Yeah, he's the potions master for most of the series, but he did teach defense against the dark arts in The Half-Blood Prince.
All right, so this one's going to be a rapid fire round. I'll give you a question, and you have 5 seconds to answer before I read the correct response. Ready?
Ready.
How many colors are in a standard pack of Crayola crayons?
I don't know. Is it the 8-pack, the 64-pack? There's
standard,
a 64-pack.
Standard size.
I don't know.
24.
Oh, yeah, it is 24. And I should have known that. Shame on me as a mother, because I've bought many packs of crayons.
What's the name of the book-loving girl in Matilda?
I don't know. I've never seen Matilda.
I've seen Matilda 100 times.
I know that there was a teacher who was really mean, so I didn't want to watch it. But wow. What was she? The gym teacher. She, made a kid eat a whole cake. What? I don't even know her name.
I can't remember her name.
But that's why I didn't watch Matilda, because I don't like things where people are mean to kids.
But her last name is Matilda Wormwood.
Oh, okay. Never would have guessed that one.
All right. Which country has the longest summer vacation?
Oh, I don't know. Not us, I can tell you that.
It's in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
How about this hint? A boot.
Italy.
Correct. Students get 3 months off there.
Ooh, that's awesome. As they should. Every kid should.
Yeah, no, every kid listening is going to be asking their parents to move to Italy now. All right, what's the most popular lunchbox item in the United States?
I don't know, but I want to say it should be a Fluffernutter, but I know that's a New England
You're
thing.
You're on the right track.
For those of you who don't know what a Fluffernutter is, it's the greatest sandwich of all time. It's peanut butter and fluff, like marshmallow fluff. It's literally the greatest sandwich of all time. And it has to be served on white bread, and I know a lot of people don't use white bread anymore, but you have to for a proper Fluffernutter.
And cut off the crust?
When I was a kid, I would no, actually, because if you put it in your lunchbox, you actually have to wrap it in a piece of foil and then put it in a Ziploc bag because the fluff like spoozes out, it like melts. But when I was a kid, I would have said yes because I didn't like the crust, but now I love the crust. So yeah. The crust is one of my favorite parts.
So the most popular item though is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I should have guessed that. I love a good PB&J. Sometimes it just hits. They're delicious. But okay. So when Chris and I were first dating, He has one son. I have two. We decided for the kids to all meet each other. Do you remember this? We went to the Zooquarium down in Hyannis, down the Cape, Cape Cod, for those of you who aren't local. And Chris was so sweet. He brought lunch for everybody. He packed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But unfortunately, do you remember what you did? You used...
The end piece?
No. Worse than that. You used crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Crunchy peanut
butter. Oh, my God. Peanut butter is meant to be smooth. So I ate it and I smiled. And then later on, I was like, yeah, don't ever use crunchy peanut butter for me ever again because it's gross. It's supposed to be smooth.
Yeah. That was in the beginning of the relationship.
It was. That was early on. I think that was the first time the boys met.
Yeah. I should have brought in Super Troopers at the beginning. That way you would have watched it the whole way.
Wait, no. You did make me watch that when we were first dating. It's the worst movie that's ever been made in the history of movies. And I'm not even embarrassed to say that publicly. That movie's terrible. And I sat through the whole thing. You're welcome. But never again. That movie is
It was hilarious. Awful.
There was nothing funny. It's guy humor. So I guess if you're a guy, maybe you think it's funny. It's not funny. And I'm never watching it again. You're on your own for that. So anyway, pulling us back into the podcast, that's a wrap. That's the end of our back to school trivia challenge. How did you guys do? Whether you aced every question or you learned something new, I hope you had fun with today's episode, because that's always our goal. Not always, but most of the time.
And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, share it with your trivia-loving friends. And if you have a weird school fact from or memory, drop us a message on social media, and we'd love to hear social. It.
Yes, please do. You know where to find us, and I know I said this recently, but I've been awful about updating our social media, but still follow us, and one of these days I'm going to surprise you with a post, I promise.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.